listening to KBOO Portland.
Your investment in community radio can go on with a planned gift to KBOO. Consider adding KBOO to your will or add KBOO as a beneficiary to your insurance and bank accounts. You can change your mind anytime if your circumstances change. But recognizing KBOO along with your family and friends in your legacy giving is a powerful commitment to media justice. Let us know if you add KBOO to your plans. We'd like to thank you for your considerate future gift. Contact us at 503-231-8032 or email development@kboo.fm to notify us of your plans.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The following program is a rebroadcast. For all of KBOO's archived audio, please visit our website at kboo.fm.
KBOO, Portland, Oregon, bridging the gap between prisons, prisoners, and the community. This is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Those of us who are standing for justice and for freedom and for a better future, it's essential to recognize that we are actually in the majority.
Hello, 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 and thank you once again for joining us for Voices of the Iron Front, right here on KBOO 90.7 FM. We want to thank you once again so much for joining us this episode. This is our third episode, and we're going strong, and we're keeping steady. So, of course, the premise of this show is keep informed mutual aid workers, community organizers, all different types of people along those lines that help the community in many different ways. This show is to help them process, navigate what safety culture means and the history of what we're fighting against and what we're going to keep fighting for. So on this show, I want to delve deep into the origins of fascism and the rise of the resistance against fascism, anti-fascism. But before we get into the history today, I want to take a moment to breathe, to ground, and to check in with you, wherever you're listening from. Or, like the world keeps spinning faster and nobody's reaching for the brakes. This moment we're living in is not normal, but it is familiar. The hunger, the surveillance, the state violence, the scapegoating, the stolen land, stolen lives, it's a pattern. And patterns can be interrupted. So this episode is for the interrupters. For the ones who don't just survive, they resist. And for the ones who've inherited more pain than they should have and still found a way to speak, to fight, and to dream. This episode is a way of remembering not just what we're up against, but who we are and who came before us. Because anti-fascism is not just about fighting back. It's about refusing to forget, refusing to normalize the violence, and refusing to be polite while the world burns. It's about community defense, revolutionary memory, and uncompromising solidarity. So today, we go back to the origins of fascism, and to the first people who stood up and said, no, not here, not again. Because knowing this history isn't optional. It is survival, and it's a legacy. So let's begin. Before we talk about anti-fascism, we have to name the beast it was built to kill. That's fascism, of course. It is not just a political ideology, but is also a death cult. Now, it thrives on authoritarianism, racial purity, myths, and state violence. It scapegoats the marginalized, and also silences the dissent. In Italy, the 1920s saw the rise of Benito Mussolini and the Fascist Party. The state, the monarchy, and landowners, they aligned themselves with Mussolini, and they unleashed terror squads, the infamous Black Shirts, against trade unionists, now and communists and peasants, organizing for a better life. Fascism was violence made official. It was hate wearing a uniform. But the people, of course, fought back. In 1921, an alliance of anarchists, communists, and anti militarists and workers form the People's Daring Ones, is what they call it. Veterans of World War I join hands with laborers and intellectuals to beat back fascist thugs in working class neighborhoods as well. In places like Parma, they also held the line and made history. Now, these weren't defenders of status quo democracy. These were people fighting for liberation, fighting to protect their communities from organized stakeback terror. They knew fascism couldn't be debated. It had to be dismantled. We're going to take a quick break right here on Voices of the Iron Front on KBOO 90.7 FM. Keep it locked. We'll be right back.
For a body, Now it's time to stash the guns. They probably got the phones tapped, so I won't speak long. Give me a hot second, and I'ma put you on. It's all messed up, somebody snitching on the crew. And word is on the street is they got pictures of you. Homicide came to the crib last night, six deep, asking all your whereabouts and where you sleep. They said they just wanna question you. But me and you know that once they catch you, all they do is just arrest you, then arraign you, hang you. I don't think so. It's a good thing you bounce for now, just stay low. Once in our blue, I check to see how you're doing. I know you need loot, so I send it to Western Union. They probably knock down the door in the middle of the night, sometimes around four, hoping to find who they looking for, but they won't succeed. All they gonna find is mad empty bags of weed. But worse, son, you got the projects hotter than hell. Harder for brothers to get they dug on, but oh well, son, they know too much. Even the hood rat chicks, oh, you heard who did what? No, I don't know this shit, so stop asking. And I know I'm not going crazy. From windows, I see lights flashing, and maybe somebody's taking pictures. You know who that be? Police lovers and neighborhood snitches. They put up a T so everybody pointing fingers and lying. Hey yo, son, the temper's rising. Your head wherever you at, on the floor from the cops with wings on your back. That snitch nigga gave police your location. We'll chop his body up at 6 degrees of separation. Killer, listen, shit ain't the same without you at home. Phony niggas walk around trying to be your clone. They really fear you. When you was at home, it was pale. That's why they wanna see you either dead or in jail. By the time you hear this rhyme, you probably be locked up. Tried to hide somewhere along the lines, your plan slipped out. Got caught up in a crime that you can't take back. Reminiscing how I used to pick you up in the act. Years ago when we was younger, seemed the hood took us under very deep. Wondering who snitching got me losing lots of sleep at night. You know my mouth is tight. I never sang to the cops, cause that shit ain't right. Sometimes I stroll past the scene of the crime and backtrack. Damn, why the situation go down like that? It'll be a long time before the heat dies down, and a couple of years before we see you around. But till then, maintain to keep your story the same. The cops is grabbing wrong niggas, looking for someone to blame. They harassing, struggling to find the truth. There's a chance the case will get thrown out, cause they ain't got no proof to say you guilty. Your fingerprints filthy, deliver me the gun I tied to a brick and throw it in the river. Make sure it sinks to the bottom. My smart police stuck you out the projects, we got them. But still, but still.
be in a dangerous mood. Can you match my timing? Telling me that you're really bored and what you're hiding. Talk is cheap to show me that you understand. I like it.
And you know I don't need no favors. You know I don't need no favors. quiero pa' mis besos en la espalda, pues como 100 millones de besos todo el día. Es the only thing que me da alegría. Sabes que yo quiero hacerte cosas sucias y quemarte con estas caricias. Tu lengua en todo mi cuerpo, cuando termines te quedas por dentro. Tu lengua en todo mi cuerpo y cuando termines te quedas por dentro.
Hey, so did you hear about Owen blowing the Margiela mommy deal?
Yeah, we should probably fire her.
Yeah, we definitely should.
Fuck out of my way, I'm gonna get paid, yeah.
About the history of fascism during World War II from Europe to the Black Atlantic. Now, the mythology around World War II tells the story of the Allies liberating the world from fascism, right? But the real resistance and the early resistance came from those who were already familiar with state violence. Now, in Nazi-occupied Europe, it was Jews, communists, Roma people, queers, and workers who took up arms. Now, in France, Poland, and Yugoslavia, partisans lived underground, blew up rail lines, and made the price of fascism unbearable. Now, in 1943, Warsaw Ghetto Uprising was one of the most powerful acts of resistance in modern history. Starving, surrounded, and armed with barely more than homemade explosives and smuggled pistols, these Jewish anti-fascists fought the Nazis for nearly a month, and they did not go quietly. Meanwhile, Black people on the other side of the Atlantic were fighting fascism on multiple fronts. Over 1 million Black soldiers served in segregated U.S. military units, were sent abroad to fight racism while enduring it at home. These would be Black soldiers who would literally give their lives for this country and then come right back to lynching, redining, and any sort of systemic racist shit that they had back then. That's what they came home to. Now, Paul Robinson, a radical Black actor and singer and committed anti-fascist, understood the truth early. He stood shoulder to shoulder with Spanish anti-fascist fighters, condemned Nazi brutality, and exposed how American racism mirrored it. He famously said, "The artist must elect to fight for freedom or for slavery." Now, for Black people, anti-fascism didn't begin in Europe. It started in the belly of slave ships, on the auction blocks, in the fires of Reconstruction. The Klan was our Gestapo, and Jim Crow was our Reich. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back to Voices of the Iron Front right here on KBOO 90.7 FM. Keep it locked. Hey.
Distractions, just us two. See you Make me violent.
Conversation was all that. Showed you the safe combination.
emotions and all that. Guess you could say you's the one I trusted. Who would ever think that you would spread like mustard? Shit got hot, you sent feds to my spot. Took me to court, tried to take all I got. Another intricate block, the bitch said I raped her. Damn, why she wanna stick me for my paper? My mosquito hole, my Versace hottie. Come to find out, you was fucking everybody. You knew about me, the fake ID. Cases in Virginia, body in D.C. Whoa, always me, that's what I get for tricking. Came out on bail, commenced the ass kicking. Licking the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Disrespect my clique, my shit's imperial. Fuck around and made a milk box material. You feel me? Sucking dick, running your lips. Cause of you, I'm on some real fucker bitch shit.
As this bitch get deep, deeper than the pussy of a bitch 6 feet. Stiff dicks feel sweet in this little boutique. Young bitch from the street, guaranteed to stay down. Used to bring work out of town on Greyhound. Now I'm billboard bound. Niggas press to hit it, play me like a chicken, thinking I'm pressed to get it. Rather do the killing in the stick up just. Rather count a million while you eat my pussy. Push me to the limit, get my feelings in it. Get me open while I'm coming down your throat. You wanna be my main squeeze, nigga, don't you? You wanna lick between my knees, nigga, don't you? Wanna see me whipping your three down the ab? Blow up spots for bitches because I'm mad. Break up with fears, lick shots in the air. You get vexed and start swinging everywhere. Me shifty, now you wanna pistol with me. Pull out your nine while I cock on mine. Yeah, what, nigga? I ain't got time for this, so what, nigga? I'm not trying to hear that shit. Now you wanna buy me diamonds in Armani suits. Age of Venedini and Chanel 9 boots. Things that make up for all the games and the lies. Hallmark cards saying I apologize. Is you with me? How could you ever deceive me? The payback's a bitch, motherfucker, believe me. Nah, I ain't gay, this ain't no Lesbo flow. Just a little something to let you motherfuckers know.
And now here's your 60-second ancestral guided meditation. Begin with a slow inhale and exhale. Close your eyes. Feel the ground beneath you. You're not sitting on the floor, you are sitting on the bones of your people. You're being held by 1,000 prayers whispered through time. Breathe in. Feel the warmth at your back. That's your ancestors standing behind you. Some have names you know. Some were never allowed to keep theirs. Allow all of them to walk with you. Breathe out. Release what does not belong to you. Let go of shame, fear, and anything placed on you by those who could not see your worth. Breathe in again. Whisper this inside yourself. I am the answer to someone's prayer. I am protected. I am guided. I am loved. Let your next breath be for them. Let your next breath be for you. Now slowly return. And that is your 60-second ancestral guided meditation.
welcome back to Voices of the Iron Front, right here on KBOO 90.7 FM. Thank you for joining us once again for this third episode. We're going to jump right back into it. The discussion about fascism and the history of fascism and anti-fascism all around the world, and where we were just touching off from where was about World War II and the state of fascism during that time and the rise of it as well as the counter-insurgents with the anti-fascist movement. Now, World War II didn't end fascism. It just taught it how to hide. The end of the war marked the start of new forms of fascist resurgence, right? Operation Paperclip brought Nazi scientists to work in the U.S. Cold War state. Yeah. In Europe, fascists rebranded as nationalist. Get that, right? You hear that a lot these days, too, don't you? From a certain person. And flooded the political systems of Britain, France, and West Germany. In the U.S., the Ku Klux Klan came roaring back with police protection and media silence. But resistance never stopped, and in the 1970s and 80s, punk scenes in the UK and US became battlefields. Rock against racism and the rise of politically conscious music made concerts places of confrontation. And in the US, skinhead crews like Sharp and Red and anarchist skinheads, Rash, shout out to Rash, fought boneheads in the streets and kept Nazi propaganda off stages. Now in Canada and in the US, a new formation emerged. Anti-Racist Action, ARA. Now, these weren't nonprofits. They were crews, bike messengers, skaters, students, and anarchists who took direct action. They showed up to shut down Klan meetings, Nazi shows, and white supremacists recruiting in schools. They also organized locally and responded nationally. I can't express enough how grateful I am and how a lot of people are for the work that ARA has done over the decades. They truly have done the damn thing in terms of protecting the community and protecting people of color. So I give my utmost appreciation and round of applause to ARA. And I hope to see some sort of form of it continue in the future for decades to come and generations to come. So thank you guys for all the work that you do. Anti-fascism is not nostalgia either, right? It's memory with momentum. It is a tradition of resistance that is passed hand to hand and fist to fist. And that's what we must remember about it. It's still here to stay, and it's going to be here until the day we die. We have made a movement that will last a long time. As long as we keep our younger folks educated on it, informed on it, and vigilant on it, anti-fascism will be here to stay. It is for the people and by the people, and it will protect the people at all costs, at all times. That's what liberation is about. That's what safety culture is about. And that's what your life is about in terms of protecting your life and protecting the loved ones around you, making sure you know these safeties so you can be a better community organizer and better activist. It's all in you. You have what it takes. We're going to come right back with the final segment. You're listening to Voices of the Iron Front right here on KBOO 90.7 FM. Keep it going. We'll be right back. to be a part of the KB family. And I'm so grateful to be a part of this family and a part of this institution that's been around for over 50 years. And I'm just so proud of the work that they do and how they do it and where they do it and when they do it. So thank you so much, KBOO. Jumping back into it real quick, I just wanted to touch on anti-fascism in the 21st century. Now, in the 2010s, white nationalism rebranded itself as the alt-right, and it buttoned up fascism for the internet age. Now, online forums turned into organized hubs. The rhetoric became slick, it became ironic, and it became even memeable. But the ideology was the same: race purity, misogyny, and violent nationalism. Anti-fascism responded the way it always has, by refusing to look away. And in Charlottesville, which I was there and a part of, in 2017, white supremacists marched with torches and Nazi slogans. One of them murdered Heather Heyer with a car, but they were met with resistance: clergy, students, anti-racist black community groups, and Antifa and Black Bloc. The media focused not on the fascists, but on the anti-fascists. They called us the real threat. Politicians clutched their pearls about broken windows while ignoring broken spines and murdered neighbors. But we've seen this before, haven't we, though? We've seen dog whistles turn into nightsticks, and we've seen conspiracy theories turn into genocides. Anti-fascism is a refusal to be neutral in the face of escalating hate, and is a call to act, not later, but now. It's also important to note that black anti-fascism is not a niche either. It is the backbone. Harriet Tubman was an anti-fascist. So was Frederick Douglass. So was Ida B. Wells, who exposed the American lynching regime to the world. So was Robert F. Williams, who trained black people in armed self-defense against the KKK. So were the Panthers, who policed the police and fed the people. We have known fascism in our bones. It wears many faces: a hood, a badge, a judge's robe, a mayor's office, a school superintendent, you name it. They're everywhere. And it speaks in policy and in gunfire. It lives in prisons, in housing codes, in every denial of every right to live and breathe freely. But black anti-fascism isn't new. It's ancestral. It is Harriet's shotgun. It's Asada's exile. And it's Malcolm's fire. And it's alive today all over the world. In cop watches, mutual aid networks, trans liberation marches. It's in the hands of the youth who know liberation is not something given, but it is built. And we don't just resist, we remember and we rebuild. We are black anti-fascists. We are anti-fascists, and we will not let history repeat itself. I want to thank you so much once again for joining us for this episode of Voices of the Iron Front. We will be back next month. Thank you so much to KBOO, and thank you so much to our audience. We love you. Stay strong and stay vigilant. We got you. See you next time.
Fuck these fucking fascists. They can kiss our asses. Fascist, fuck them. Family and friends, if they defend the fucking fascists, they can fuck off till they're dead. I've been watching you roll up to the pillar. You've been blending in with all these other fucking crusty punks, but I see that swastika on your jacket. I ain't out you, buddy, but I'm about to. Fuck these fucking fascists, fuck them. Fashion.
fascist, fuck their family and friends. If they defend a fucking fascist, they can fuck up till they're dead.
Portland.
If you think the art of conversation is dead, you probably haven't listened to Jonesy. Or maybe you have. In any case, Jonesy brings you conversations with some